2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Weather watchers are calling this upcoming storm a skier's delight with nice fluffy powder but not a lot of water to help our reservoirs. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, an FDA panel says Johnson & Johnson's one-dose COVID vaccine should be approved for use. The FDA still has to make the official decision. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's a crash causing those delays on the 201. The accident is westbound on the 21st South Freeway, about 3200 west, so after the West Belt but before Bangor, and is blocking a left lane. We've also had some unusual slowing southbound I-15. Halfway between Pioneer Crossing and 5th East American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers for the evening and temperatures today in the 40s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 43 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Texas touring the damage caused by those power outages, and this hour getting a look at one of the FEMA mass-run vaccination sites.
Importantly,
in Harris County, Texas,
we've got a long way to go, Mr. President.
President Biden witnessing the statewide winter storm damage. Frozen pipes, blacked out cities, still recovering a week after the record cold. He joked with Republican Governor Abbott about offering federal aid even before asked.
I got a call before he asked the question. I just said yes.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, also there to welcome Mr. Biden. Senator Ted Cruz was not. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
An FDA panel meeting today could be closer to giving Johnson & Johnson single dose of a COVID vaccine the green light for emergency use. In Orlando, Florida, the Conservative Political Action Convention, or CPAC, underway on Sunday. Former President Trump will be the keynote speaker. Today's speakers included Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, who defended his decision to question the election results on January 6th.
I'm here today. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not backing down.
The investigation into the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6th has resulted in hundreds of arrests and charges so far.
More than 300 people have now been charged in connection with the insurrection at the Capitol, and the investigation has revealed what officials called a serious and growing public safety and national security threat involving domestic violent extremism. The Justice Department has been training more prosecutors to help handle the caseload. The FBI has opened domestic terrorism investigations in each of its offices around the country and is increasingly alarmed, officials said, about domestic extremists operating on encrypted applications and platforms, keeping their communications out of reach. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A declassified intelligence report concludes that Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. An exchange on Twitter between a Utah State senator and a constituent led to an argument, and that argument led the constituent to spend a full day with the senator. Rosie Card is that constituent, and she's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. Rosie, thanks for coming on. Help walk me through this, okay? Senator Todd Weiler posted on Twitter that he doesn't have time to look up bills when he gets emails from constituents. And you called him out. What happened?
I did. I said, I think it's a great point that as constituents emailing our representatives, we should make an effort to say the name of the bill and a little bit about it, because it is true. There's no way they could memorize it all. But Todd or Senator Weiler ended his tweet with, and I'm tired and I'm probably not going to look it up. And as a small business owner, I thought that's just not how it works. And my customers email me with their order number. And of course, I don't have their order memorized. But it's my job to look it up so that I can help them. And I see that as part of a senator's responsibility or their staff's responsibility to look up the bill so that they know what their constituents are talking to them about.
So you reached out to him about HB 0038. Is that the one?
No. So he had tweeted about, and that's actually the bill that he used in his tweet. is actually one of his own bills. And he used that as an example of he's not going to know what it is if you just use, you know, HB and some random number. And he tweeted it out. He didn't tweet it to me, but a bunch of people responded because most people felt like, hey, dude, this is not a good look. You know, like, it's not grateful. It's not helpful. It just is kind of immature sounding. So that's how I responded it to him. And he ended up saying through a few exchanges, you know, before you say that I'm not doing work, come spend a day with me. And I said, I'd love to. Let me know when. And he gave me a time. It was yesterday, tomorrow, you know, Thursday at 6:50 a.m. Meet me on the east side of the Capitol. And I said, I'm there. And so that's what happened.
So how was your day with him? Does he work hard?
Yeah. And, you know, that was never a question in my mind of whether or not he works hard. I was really impressed by how hard he worked. And as I sat watching the readings of the bills, he was involved in more bills than anyone else, from what I could see. I don't know the exact number, but he seemed like he was representing a lot of bills. I don't know if it was just that day he had all of his bills in one day and there were fewer on other days. But there's no question in my mind that our senators work hard. But I think one of the most important part of their job is listening to their constituents. And so that was the thing in question. And to be honest, I left feeling a little bit like, shoot, I'm not convinced that emailing senators is super beneficial. I got the vibe that a lot of them are going to do, they're going to vote in the way that they think is right to vote. I definitely think as constituents, if we feel passionate about certain bills, signing in via Zoom right now, or if you can show up when certain bills are being discussed at committee meetings, that seems like that constituents had more influence there. But obviously, you know, that takes knowing what bills are on the calendar, being there at the right time, having something to say, being comfortable speaking in public like that. That's a little bit trickier than sending an email, but it does seem more influential.
Yeah, it's almost a full-time job to keep up with everything that's going on in the legislature. You managed to get paid attention to, and congratulations to you for the interaction with Senator Todd Weiler and Rosie Card. I thank you for joining us on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 321, let's get traffic. Friday rush. Ricky, are we having problems?
Yeah, we have this accident. It's going to be westbound on the 21st South Freeway. It's after the West Belt, but before Bangor Highway. It's approximately 3200 West. They're saying one left lane. I think it's two left lanes that are blocked from what I can see, and that is causing stop-and-go speeds. These delays are now reaching back past Redwood Road. Now, for those who are on Bangor Highway, we've had an accident reported northbound 4700 South. But if you're traveling southbound I-15, you've got a great drive going from Salt Lake into Utah County. Steve?
Yeah, northbound 15, full speeds, delay-free so far, leaving downtown Salt Lake all the way to Willard Bay, plus slowdowns filling in the Roy area on southbound 15. Also, between Shepherd Lane and Station Park, rolling down into the Salt Lake Valley. So far, so good. If you're on the West Belt, Legacy, and Highway 89, good to go. Find out more about how your kitchen or bath can be the kitchen or bath of your dreams in just 3 days. Just visit 3daykitchen.com. That's 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7 day forecast is brought to you by VW Southtown. And here's Grant Layman.
Cloudy skies today with some snow showers tonight. More snow tomorrow and accumulation. Tomorrow's high 37. Sunshine on Sunday, but it's cold, only 38. Warms up to 44 on Monday, though, with again lots of sun. Partly cloudy Tuesday, 48. Then we got some spring weather. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees on Wednesday, 52 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we're at 43 in Salt Lake City, waiting for the snow, maybe an inch on the valley floor. KSL News Time, 3:23.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Mortgage and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. The Federal Communications Commission is moving forward with an internet subsidy for low-income families. The new rule would cover $50 of the monthly internet bill for those struggling to pay. Another brutal day on Wall Street. The Dow sunk another 469 points to 30,923. The S&P lost 18 points. The NASDAQ gained 72. Oil prices are up about 69% since President Biden took office. While good for the industry, it means gas prices are sure to go up soon. KSL News Time 325. One in five people have a fitness tracker on their wrist. It says physicians are worried at how much people trust them.
The Emergency Care Research Institute has looked at consumer-grade health trackers from various manufacturers, finding them all fairly accurate at counting steps. But when it comes to heart rate and blood pressure,
we tested those and we found them highly inaccurate.
Dr. Marcus Schaubacher heads ECRI.
Up to 20% from an established medical device, which is really the difference between treatment and non-treatment.
He says trackers offer a snapshot at the wearer's overall health, but that they should never substitute for a doctor's visit. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.